There's a new bill moving to the California Assembly that would extend alcohol services to until 4 a.m. to bars and restaurants in California. On the KSRO live line is the executive director of San Rafael-based Alcohol and Justice, Bruce Livingston. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
Does anybody besides the restaurant and bar people think this is a good idea?
Well, of course, the producers and distributors of alcohol think it's a great idea, but it primarily benefits a very select few bars and restaurants, and actually the hotel industry based in San Francisco is behind a lot of this.
So it doesn't affect any retail suppliers of alcohol. There would still be that 2 a.m. cutoff for that. But a two-hour extension, what does your organization think of it?
Well, we think it's kind of silly. I mean, nothing good happens after 2 a.m. There's plenty of places to go to, actually, in some of the urban centers that would pass this legislation allowing zones where there would be late-night activity between 2 and 4. But I don't think neighbors of any of these locations would appreciate it. But it really comes down to traffic collisions late at night or early in the morning, depending how you look at it, the noise, the extended resources required for police, sheriffs, California Highway Patrol, emergency rooms, and ICUs. It's not like you just tank up at quarter to two when it's bar time. Now you'll have extended bar closing hours till 4 a.m. So sometimes you'll even have traffic collisions that clog up your
morning commute.
Freeways right into early morning traffic that's trying to beat the rush.
You know, my libertarian friends would say, why would this bill does not open bars until 4 a.m. It allows cities to decide or municipalities to decide if they want bars to be open until 4 a.m. So why would we not let cities make that decision? Let cities decide if there's going to be more traffic collisions or the problems that will occur. Why would we not let cities take that responsibility on?
Well, cities are very beholden to the entertainment industry, and we don't think that you're going to get a fair shake for the neighbors and the people concerned about public health and public safety and costs to government here. I'm kind of a libertarian that way too. I think people should be allowed to drink in the safety of their home after 2 a.m. But let's not have them on the streets between 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock.
Yeah, behind the wheel, of course, is one of the big issues here. And I know I'm on the road every morning in the 3 o'clock hour, and I would not be in favor of this.
Yeah, isn't it nice to know that maybe at 3 in the morning you're not going to be facing somebody who's been just getting out of a bar at quarter to 3?
Yeah, or at least it's less likely.
There needs to be some safe zones for people, and this is really not about local choice. It's really about restaurants and bars, a very select few, most of them corporate-owned and associated with the hotel industry. That want to have zones, and it impacts all those other cities and counties around the zones that have those areas.
Scott Wiener is proposing this legislation, says there's a couple of reasons this bill is gaining momentum. Number one is that more young people are hubbing together in urban environments. And number two, that there's a way better way to get home with ride-hailing service companies like Uber and Lyft that can now get people home when they've had too much to drink.
Well, ride-hailing services, they can drink right up to the time that they pick you up. That's when the new requirements for 0.04 BAC kick in on them. So just calling a rideshare isn't any safer than believing that a designated driver hasn't had a few drinks either.
That's what I was going to say. It really is about mindset and the ability to make good decisions that are probably, you know, equally as as affected at 4 a.m. as they are at 2 a.m. And we know how we're doing in that hour right now.
Well, you know, most of these alcohol-related deaths and injuries and violence are among youth. It's the leading cause of death under the age of 21 is traffic collisions. So I don't think it's gaining momentum, frankly. It slipped out of the Senate with there was more than a few no votes, and Senator Wiener, he had some leverage in the Senate. But this is your chance to talk to Mark Levin and Cecilia Aguiar Curry, who are both on the Assembly GO Committee. You can go to the alcoholjustice.org website, and there's a big Stop Wiener's 4 a.m. Bar Bill logo there that you can click on and take action.
Well, we'll see what the California State Assembly does with it. Bruce, thanks so much for being with us this morning. We appreciate that.
Thanks for calling us.
That's Bruce Livingston, Executive Director of San Rafael-based Alcohol and Justice Group.